Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. What another beautiful Saturday it is. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope all is well with everyone. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And this is your host for the day, Tamika Garnes. Apostle Banks will not be with us today. She is very tired, so I told her to go ahead and get some rest. That is something that she needs very, very much. I am a minister at New Vision for Life Church, and I'm happy that God allowed me to see a new day. I'm very happy that God allowed me to see a new day. That's something that I don't take for granted, is the fact that He woke me up. Every day that I wake up, I tell the Lord, thank you. Today is going to be a little different. I am going to read some scriptures, and then I'm going to pray. And if there is anyone else that would like to pray, please press 1 on your keypad, and I will unmute the line so that you can pray. Apostle Banks will not be on with us today. She's very tired, so I just told her to get some rest. And so you have me for today. I hope that's okay. So to God be the glory. To God be the glory. So good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you again for joining us on another Saturday. I always say that you could be, doing something else. You could be, still asleep. But you decided to share a portion of your Saturday with us here at Heart to Heart. And we don't take that for granted. We don't take that for granted. So thank you so much for your support and how you come to the line, you listen, you share with others. You may have something, to say, and you press your 1 on the keypad and you share what it is that the Lord has laid on your heart. And again, I just want to say thank you. We don't take that for granted. We appreciate you all just supporting us. It means a lot. It really means a lot when, we come on here every Saturday at 9 a.m. and we see those that support us. And we also give glory to God for that. We give glory to God for that because we know that this is a platform that will make God famous. So again, today will be different. I'm going to share some scriptures, and then I'm going to pray. I'll then ask if anyone else would like to pray, and then we will end the show for the day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to thank God again for waking me up. I thank God for waking you all up, praying that his protection continues to cover each and every one of us. I'm going to share scriptures about not being afraid. So I have a few scriptures that I'm going to share now. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. One more. Sorry, let me get it. So, Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your mighty name, O God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, O Lord God, that you would have your way in this time of prayer. In the name of Jesus, O God, we bless your holy, holy, holy name, O Lord, for there is none like you, Lord God. Under your wings, O God, we will find refuge, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So right now, O God, we place ourselves, we envision ourselves under your wings, O God, where we will find refuge. Father, we just ask for your covering right now in the name of Jesus, O God. Some are going through moments, Lord God, where fear may have tried to settle upon them, God. But we know that you are greater, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Have your way in us. Have your way through us. In the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. We cry out to you in the time of trouble. In the name of Jesus, God. We don't cry out to the world because the world is where the trouble is, God. We cry out to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we know that the righteous will never be forsaken, O God. For we are not forsaken, Father God. We are secure in you. We know that our heart, O God, can be given over to you and that you will cover us in the name of Jesus, God. We know, Lord, that you will not play games with our heart. We know, Father God, that you will not crush our hearts in the name of Jesus, O God. We know, Father God, that you will not use us in a negative way, O God. So we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, O God. Hallelujah, God. We don't have to fear because you are with us and we are with you. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to worry about fear. We don't have to talk to fear. We don't have to place our faith in fear, O God, for you are with us and you, we are with you. Hallelujah, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to worry, O God, because we have you. Your promises, O God, your promises never return unto you void, Lord God. Your promises are yes and amen, God. So we look forward to what you have promised us in the name of Jesus, O God. Even if the promise has been before you for years, O God, we still look forward, Lord God, to that promise being fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, O God. Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord God, and I thank you for every person that joins us, for every person that goes back and listens to the recordings. Lord God, let this prayer touch their heart right now, God. Let this prayer soothe them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let this prayer give them peace, Lord God, in whatever it is that they may be facing right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let joy, Lord God, let joy infiltrate their hearts, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we don't have to be afraid. We let our faith work on our behalf, Father. And we just thank you even now, oh God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your understanding, oh God. As many times in the Bible where it says that we don't have to be afraid, do we really believe that? Do we really believe that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid because your word says so. Our hearts don't have to be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. The Father is with us wherever we go, and nothing can separate us from God's love. God's love is just what it is, and nothing can separate us from his love. He loves us in spite of our problems and our situation. Oh, God, you love us beyond what we could ever understand or even imagine. You love us. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you for that love, oh, God. We thank you for that love that gives us peace, that comforts us, that heals our bodies, that gives us joy, that strengthens us. In the name of Jesus, God, your love, Lord God, never changes. Your love stays the same. So we don't have to worry about you taking your love away from us because we made a mistake or we didn't wake up and pray or we did something, oh God, or we sinned, oh God. We don't have to worry about your love being taken away from us. That is something that the enemy cannot take away from us, Lord God, and that is your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord God, we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be anxious about anything because of the way that you love us, because of the fact that you love us. We don't have to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, Lord God, we pray and we petition with thanksgiving, oh God. We present our request to you, Father God, and your peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. So, Lord God, we shake off that anxiousness right now, God, and we allow, Lord God, for you to take over right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. For the Spirit of God did not make us timid. It gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. You promised us, oh God, that you would leave us your peace in the form of your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will guide and power us, hallelujah, to do the work of Jesus, the work that he left, that you left for us to do, we shall do. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we don't have to worry or be concerned about how we want to do what you called us to do because you've already equipped us with the Holy Spirit to do the work. In the name of Jesus, we call on Holy Spirit for help right now. Spirit, help us through. Help us connect in the name of Jesus. Help our faith, Father, go before us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And there is no fear in love. Hallelujah. There is no fear in love. God, we just give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 We rely on your love, oh God, for you are love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Just continue to have your way right now, Father God. Just continue to touch the hearts of those that are listening right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise, oh God. We lift up those that are struggling, that are having a hard time, those that have been deceived by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those who don't have a relationship with their families and they feel all alone. Hallelujah. For those who are scared about tomorrow, for those who have lost a loved one, for those who have lost a child, oh God, for those that are caught up in something that is illegal and they don't know how they're going to find their way out, oh God, you be the light, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be the light in a dark place right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we shall continue to give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. We shall continue to give you praise, oh God. We shall continue to trust in you, Father God. We shall continue to hope in you, Father God. We shall continue to let you have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We pray for a heart like yours, Father God. A heart like yours, Father God. We pray to love like you love, oh God. We pray to forgive like you forgive, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. we don't have to worry, oh God, because you, Father God, has already taken care of that issue. If only we would just leave it before your feet, God, and allow you to work it out in the name of Jesus. If only we would stop going back and picking it up and adding stuff to it and just allow you to have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, even when it's uncomfortable because we don't know what the ending looks like. But we do know that we already won. We do know that we win. In the end, we win. We know that in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we shall not fear, but we shall cling to you, Father God. For you are our anchor that we shall hold on to in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you right now, oh God, for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your healing, for your deliverance in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can talk to you, that we can hear your voice, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we pray, Lord God, for a repentant heart right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that we are continually before you, God, forgiveness, oh God, because daily there are things that we come up against. Daily there are things that we may have said, oh God, that offended another in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Lord God, just help us to see that we are not perfect in the eyes of one another in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And so, Lord, when we do mess up, oh God, when we may forget to do something, oh God, when someone has offended us or someone has said something that hurt our feelings, oh God, let us not react in a negative way in the name of Jesus. But God, help us to still embrace them in the name of Jesus with your love, God. Your love, oh God. Your love, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. It's only because of your love, oh God, that we're here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to die on our behalf to give us another chance. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we can live, we can live, we can live. Hallelujah, we can live because Jesus died on the cross so that we could have freedom. In the name of Jesus, God, let us live in the freedom that Jesus died for. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. And we give you praise, oh God, and we honor you and we bless you, Father God, for there is none like you. Thank you, oh God, for everything that you have done, God. Thank you for the season that we may be in right now. Oh, God, whatever season that may be, God, help us to keep our eyes on you, God, and have conversation with you in the name of Jesus so that we can understand why we're going through, God, or what it is that we're supposed to learn from this situation, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise, oh, God. We honor you, Father, God. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Father, for there is none like you. For you are Alpha and Omega. You are the truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, again, I say thank you. Lord, I give you all the praise, oh God. I take nothing away from you, Father God. I take nothing from your word and I add nothing to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. So thank you. Thank you for choosing me, God. Thank you for using me, Father, for your glory, Lord, for it is your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I pray for those that have been deceived by the enemy, those that are living in deception right now, God. I pray that their minds be turned back over to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that they begin to seek you like never before and turn away from that deceit and deception in the name of Jesus. God, we love you and we thank you and we honor you. And we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask if anyone else would like to pray before I end the show. And if so, please press 1 on your keypad so that I can unmute your line so that you can pray. If I don't see anyone, I don't see the dashboard light up. I am going to end the show for today. Again, Apostle Banks is not on here because she was tired. She was tired, so I told her to just to go ahead and get some rest. Her nephew's funeral was on Tuesday, and I'm sure that was, you know, a lot. And so, you know, even the woman of God needs rest and needs comfort. I do see a hand raised. Your last four digits are 1816. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Prophetess Kim. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
So I'll just pray and then turn it back over to you. Father God, we come again before your throne this day. In the name of Jesus. Father, this is the day you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. God, we choose to rejoice. No matter what we're going through, God, we know that you are good and everything you made is good. Therefore, oh God, today is a good day in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for keeping us safe through the night. We thank you for keeping our family and loved ones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift Apostle Banks before your throne now. We ask that you would be her strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would be the glory and the lifter of her head during this time and season in the name of Jesus. God, give her times of refreshing, times of rejuvenation, and times of rest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare the rest of God be her portion in the name of Jesus. Not just physical rest, oh God, but rest from trials and tribulations. Give her rest round about, just as you did David, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let her long battles come to an end in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to her body. We speak healing over her body, oh God. Restore her soul. Let her organs align, oh God, with the way they're supposed to align in the name of Jesus. We speak peace and comfort to the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that you are a comforter. You, oh God, can give them your peace that passes all understanding during this time in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are strength, oh God, for you said in our weaknesses, your strength is made perfect. So we thank you for your perfect strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we lift up the minister Tamika before your throne, God. Give her the desires of her heart in the name of Jesus. For the two that pour out, for the two that labor every Saturday on this line, oh God, give them what they desire. Perfect that which concerns her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her family, oh God. Bless the seed from her womb, oh God. Bless the generations, oh God, that are coming after her in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that only you know the cares and concerns on her heart, oh God. Continue to be with her. Continue to lead and guide. Order her steps, oh God. Open doors of promotion, oh God. Let there be increase of income in their family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let their children align with your perfect will for their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in your ways, oh God, in the fullness, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let her grandchildren, oh God, know that you are real in their lives, oh God, because of the life she and her husband lived before you, in the name of Jesus. Cover them with your blood, oh God. Continue to be their strength. Continue to lead them. Continue to give them clarity, oh God, where they need clarity, insight, revelation, more wisdom, more knowledge, oh God, more of you, oh God, in this time and season, in the name of Jesus. We pray for everyone on this line today, God, that is going through whatever challenges or situations they are facing, oh God. We know that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Oh God, every word that you have spoken shall come to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. For your word says, God, that you are faithful. Even when we are unfaithful, you are still faithful because you cannot deny yourself. So we thank you for your faithfulness today. We thank you for your loving kindness today. We thank you for your goodness and mercy today. We thank you for your unconditional love, oh God, for each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you purge us with hyssop, wash us with your precious blood, create in us clean hearts, oh God, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus. God, give us more of you, more of your glory. God, let us have more of your power, oh God. Refresh us during this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, give us testimony during this season in the name of Jesus. For those, oh God, who can't see their way clear, make the path straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead them, guide them, speak to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them peace that passes all understanding in the midst of everything they're facing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We pull down every stronghold today in the name of Jesus, that anything that resists, anything contrary to the word and will of God for our lives, let it be torn down and destroyed in the name of Jesus. We bring our mind, our thoughts in the subjection, in the captivity, oh God, to your word and your word alone in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let any thoughts that are not from you, we dismiss them from our minds. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. For your word says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are right, Lord God, your word says, think on these things, so we shall set our mind on things above, oh God. We shall set our mind in your word, oh God. We shall look to you today, to the hills, from whence cometh our help, because all of our help comes from you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, no matter what, we praise you. No matter what, we worship you. No matter what, we give you glory. We honor you because we know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are still on the throne. You still have all power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You sit high, but you look low, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are our shepherd, and because you are our shepherd, we shall not be in want. We shall not lack anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We curse the spirit of lack in the name of Jesus. We curse the spirit of insufficiency in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you today for overflow and abundance, oh God. We thank you that you said you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So whatever the needs are, be it a family need, a marital need, a health need, oh God, you shall supply it in the name of Jesus. Financial needs, you shall supply in the name of Jesus. For the one who just needs peace of mind, you shall supply it in the name of Jesus. For the one believing you for their family, for their children, God, we thank you that you shall supply. We pray for our children today in the name of Jesus. Your word says, though hand joined in hand, the wicked will not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We declare deliverance for our children, for our grandchildren, for our descendants yet unborn in the name of Jesus. They shall be delivered. They shall walk in freedom. They shall walk in liberty, O God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them throughout this summer, O God, as they are out of school in the name of Jesus, and go ahead of them into the next school year, O God. Send your angels ahead of them. Dispatch them on assignment. Surround every school with divine protection, every college, every daycare, every nursery, everywhere our children are, oh God, cover it with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we declare divine protection and safety for our children. We curse the spirit of premature death. Our children will not be in gangs. Our children will be not subject to gang violence. Our children will not be on drugs. Our children will not be alcoholics. Our children will not go through what we've had to go through. We curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. We declare their freedom and unconditional release from everything that is fought from the past, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anything in our family bloodlines that doesn't want to let us go, we rebuke it today in the name of Jesus. For your word says that even the lawful captive shall be delivered. So we thank you, oh God, for deliverance for our children, deliverance for even us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we shall walk in liberty. We shall walk in freedom, oh God. For the word says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So today we declare our freedom as we are about to celebrate Independence Day. We declare freedom for our nation, freedom in our homes, freedom for our families, freedom for our children, freedom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now we pray for this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would have your perfect will as we, your people, who are called by your name, humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, God. Then you said you would forgive our sins, that you would hear from heaven and bring healing to the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, as we turn back to you, as we return to our first love, oh God, you shall bring healing to the land in the name of Jesus. You shall bring healing over the United States of America. In the name of Jesus, you shall be bring healing in every country that is at war, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As we lift up the bloodstained banner, as we lift your name up, God, you said if you be lifted up, you will do the drawing. So draw men unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for mercy for this nation. Have mercy over this nation. Have mercy over our president. Have mercy over our congressmen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, raise up godly leaders. Raise up those who will touch those who are in positions of power and authority, who are making decisions that impact worlds and nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said the king's heart is in your hand, and you turn it whatsoever way you desire. God, you have the power to turn hearts. You have the power to turn situations around. You are in control, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It is not so much who is in the White House, but God, it is who is on the throne. And we know that you are on the throne and nothing escapes your all-seeing eye, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we look to you during this time, oh God. We don't put our confidence in a president. We don't put our trust in men, oh God, for the arm of flesh shall fail us, but we put our trust, our confidence in you, and we ask for wisdom, oh God, when it's time to vote in the name of Jesus. We ask for wisdom, oh God, for clarity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift this election, oh God. We come against demonic decrees and word curses, oh God, things that have been spoken, oh God, out of error, out of ignorance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let those words be impotent in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring back the first love to this nation. Let us return to our hearts for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today. We lift up our spiritual leaders, God, that they will stand for holiness, that they will stand for righteousness, that they will declare what thus saith the Lord from a throne room perspective, oh God, that they will not compromise or they will be unwavering in their faith, in the word of God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will lift up a standard. So God, let the standard be lifted against all of the evil laws that are trying to be put in place in the name of Jesus. Let the church be the standard that is lifted against the plots and schemes of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the standard of the word of God be lifted up across this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you permission today. We say if you can use anything, you can use us. We yield today to you. We surrender ourselves to you. We present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you permission to move how you want to move to us and through us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lay ourselves on the cross, oh God, and we die to flesh in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in our lives. Give us encounters with you. Draw us closer to you, oh God, during this time and season in the name of Jesus. Let our relationship with you grow stronger and stronger, oh God. Let our prayer life continue to increase, oh God. Let our word study begin to increase, oh God. Give us more revelation and knowledge of who you are. Reveal yourself to us in a new way in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As we seek you, God, as we trust you, God, oh God, we come to say, Lord, we love you. We thank you. We bless your name today. We give you glory and honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So we glorify you. We magnify your name. We exalt you today. We lift you up, oh God, for we know that you and you alone are worthy of praise. God, tear down idols in our lives, idols in our mind, oh God. Anything not like you, God, tear it out, tear it down, remove it. Matthew 15 and 13 says, anything that has been planted that is not from our heavenly Father, let it be uprooted from us in the name of Jesus. We uproot sicknesses and diseases. We uproot past hurts and pains. We uproot jealousy, bitterness, envy, anger, strife, confusion, and anything not like you. Let it be uprooted in the name of Jesus. We uproot poverty. We uproot struggle. We uproot lack, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare the abundance of the Lord. We declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We declare that we shall have an inheritance for our children's children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For your word declared it, and you shall supply it, not just a natural spiritual inheritance, God, but we want to leave a spiritual inheritance for our children. We want to leave a legacy for our children that the descendants that are even not yet born will know, oh God, that it pays to serve the truth and living God because of our lives, because of the legacy, because of what we leave them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that all our children, the word says, when we teach our children the ways of the Lord, great shall be their peace. So we declare peace over our children, peace over our grandchildren, peace over those that are not even born yet, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, oh God, for breaking generational curses. We thank you for yokes being destroyed. We thank you that strongholds are being torn down, and we decree transgenerational blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that those things that our ancestors, our forefathers and foremothers, oh God, did not receive, those things that were buried, those things that were lost, things that the enemy hid or took, oh God, things that have been in the wrong hands for years and generations, we declare a release in the name of Jesus. We declare transgenerational blessings, oh God, that everything be recovered that the enemy has taken from our lives. We declare that you shall restore the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the palmer worm have eaten up and destroyed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, as David said, the word says he inquired of the Lord, and the Lord said, pursue, overtake, and without fail you shall recover all. We declare, oh God, that we shall recover all in this season. Somebody needs to recover their joy. Somebody needs to recover their peace. Somebody wants to recover their children. We declare in this time and season that everything that has been stolen and taken from us, we are recovering it in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of the Lord locate our blessings from the north, south, east, and west corners of this earth in the name of Jesus. Let the blessings locate us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing you have for us be missed in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for angels on assignment. Let us bump into destiny helpers, supporters, sponsors, those who will help us fulfill the mandate you have over our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray again for Apostle Banks, for the land, for the church, for the property, for the building, oh God. Let it be with ease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do a new thing in her life. Do a new thing in this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it come without struggle. Let it be with ease. Let her find favor wherever she goes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that it is not over, but yet it is a new beginning, that you are not finished with her yet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there is more work for her to do. There are more souls that need to be saved and imparted to, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now strengthen her body for the work you have for her to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, raise up more godly helpers to surround her, to uphold her, to uplift her, to help her fulfill the mandate that you still have over her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for sending those who will support the vision, those who will help her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Divine helpers, oh God, raise up Aaron and Ur. Just like Moses' hands were held up, those who will hold up her hands when she is tired, such as Tabitha, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for sending more. We thank you for the harvest of souls, and we pray for laborers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who will roll up their sleeves and help her to do the work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So now, God, we end this prayer with a thanks. We end it with a praise. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to your name. We count it all as done, oh God. We bless you that it's done, oh God, for your promises are yea and amen. So, Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophetess Kim. May the Lord continue to bless you richly. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. May the Lord continue to smile upon you. May he grant you the desires of your heart. To God be the glory for how you labored in prayer on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for pouring out upon the people. Thank you for praying for Apostle Banks, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your daughter in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your daughter, Prophetess Kim, that will go into prayer at a drop of a dime. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Lord, you know what she stands in need of, God, and we know that her faith is definitely in you. So we pray, Lord God, that you continue to guide her, keep her, protect her. Even when it comes to her children, God, give her peace In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in her life, oh God, and all the things that you promised her, Lord God, she shall see in the name of Jesus. And everything that she puts her hand to do shall prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank you all for joining us for this time of prayer that was needed, that was so needed. I thank you all for joining us during this time. Prayer is the answer to all things. I don't care what nobody says. If you're not praying, you're not talking to God. And so God will answer prayer. It might not be the way that you want it to happen, but God answers prayer. Just remember that. He answers prayer. So when it doesn't happen in the way that you visioned it or it should be, you can't, don't get mad at God, because you know God knows what is best for our lives. He knows our ending from our beginning. And sometimes we're praying for stuff that is not in God's will, and we have to get to the point where when we pray for something that is not in God's will and it does not happen, we still continue to rejoice, we still continue to pray, and we still continue to trust and love him. So don't get all bent out of shape when you pray for something and it did not come to pass. You pray, and when you pray, let it be in God's will. If it's your will, Lord God, let it be. And because I know for me, I've prayed for some things and it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen. But then I had to remind myself that God knows my ending from my beginning. He is the author and finisher of my faith. And so he knows what's best for me. And so I'll trust that. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, holiday on the 4th. And we will return here, the 6th, I think? Next Saturday is the 6th. So we will return here next Saturday. Again, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for this time that you spent with me here on Heart to Heart. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.